Hello. This is listening test. There are two parts to the test. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Now open your question paper and look at part one.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I just have to fill this form out for you. So, what date do you want to book this for?
The 16th of October. Oh, no, sorry, that's my departure date. I arrive on the 17th, so book it for then, please.
So, that's the Toronto Airport Shuttle to Milton. And this is for just one person, or...?
Yeah, just me, please.
Right. And you said your expected time of arrival was 11:30? So if I book your shuttle for after 12, let's say 12:30, that should give you plenty of time to, you know, collect your baggage, maybe grab a coffee.
Yeah, that sounds fine, as long as we land on time.
Well, we'll take your flight details, so you don't need to worry too much about that. Now, what about the fare? What sort of ticket do you want? One way or...
Yeah, that'll be fine, provided I can book the return trip once I'm there.
No problem. Just allow a couple of days in advance to make sure you get a seat. And what is your name, please?
Janet. Janet Thompson.
Is that Thompson spelled with a P?
No, it's T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Okay. And you'll be coming from the UK? What flight will you be traveling on?
It's Air Canada flight number AC936 from London Heathrow.
Right. Now, do you know where you'll be staying? We need to give the driver an address.
Yes, it's called the Vacation Motel, and I think it's near the town centre. Anyway, the address is 24 Kitchener Street. That's K-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R Street.
That's fine. Right, so that's $35 to pay, please. Have you got your credit card number there?
Yes, it's a Visa card. And the number is 3303-8450-2045-6837.
Okay. Well, that seems to be everything. Have a good trip, and we'll see you in Toronto next week.
Yes, bye. Oh, thanks for your help.
Now listen again.
Okay, I just have to fill this form out for you. So, what date do you want to book this for?
The 16th of October. Oh, no, sorry, that's my departure date. I arrive on the 17th, so book it for then, please.
So, that's the Toronto Airport Shuttle to Milton. And this is for just one person, or...?
Yeah, just me, please.
Right. And you said your expected time of arrival was 11:30? So, if I book your shuttle for after 12... Let's say 12:30. That should give you plenty of time to, you know, collect your baggage, maybe grab a coffee.
Yeah, that sounds fine, as long as we land on time.
Well, we'll take your flight details, so you don't need to worry too much about that. Now, what about the fare? What sort of ticket do you want? One way or...
Yeah, that'll be fine, provided I can book the return trip once I'm there.
No problem. Just allow a couple of days in advance to make sure you get a seat. And what is your name, please?
Janet. Janet Thompson.
Is that Thompson spelled with a P?
No, it's T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Okay. And you'll be coming from the UK? What flight will you be traveling on?
It's Air Canada flight number AC936 from London Heathrow.
Right. Now, do you know where you'll be staying? We need to give the driver an address.
Yes, it's called the Vacation Motel, and I think it's near the town centre. Anyway, the address is 24 Kitchener Street. That's K-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R Street.
That's fine. Right, so that's $35 to pay, please. Have you got your credit card number there?
Yes, it's a Visa card, and the number is 3303-8450-2045-6837.
Okay, well, that seems to be everything. Have a good trip, and we'll see you in Toronto next week.
Yes, bye. Oh, thanks for your help.
This is the end of part one. Now, look at the instructions for part two.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good evening, and welcome to this month's Observatory Club lecture. I'm Donald Mackey, and I'm here to talk to you about the solar eclipse in history. 1,000 years ago, a total eclipse of the sun was a terrifying religious experience. But these days, an eclipse is more likely to be viewed as a tourist attraction than as a scientific or spiritual event. People will travel literally miles to be in the right place at the right time to get the best view of their eclipse. Well, what exactly causes a solar eclipse? When the world goes dark for a few minutes in the middle of the day. Scientifically speaking, the dark spot itself is easy to explain. It is the shadow of the moon streaking across the Earth. This happens every year or two, each time along a different and, to all intents and purposes, a seemingly random piece of the globe. In the past, people often interpreted an eclipse as a danger signal heralding disaster, and in fact, the Chinese were so disturbed by these events that they included among their gods one whose job was to prevent eclipses. But whether or not you are superstitious or take a purely scientific view, our earthly eclipses are special in three ways. Firstly, there can be no doubt that they are very beautiful. It's as if a deep blue curtain had fallen over the daytime sky as the sun becomes a black void surrounded by the glow of its outer atmosphere. But beyond this, total eclipses possess a second, more compelling beauty in the eyes of us scientists, for they offer a unique opportunity for research. Only during an eclipse can we study the corona and other dim things that are normally lost in the sun's glare. And thirdly, they are rare. Even though an eclipse of the sun occurs somewhere on Earth every year or two, if you sit in your garden and wait, it will take 375 years on average for one to come to you. If the moon were any larger, eclipses would become a monthly bore. If it were smaller, they simply would not be possible.
Now listen again.
Good evening, and welcome to this month's Observatory Club lecture. I'm Donald Mackey, and I'm here to talk to you about the solar eclipse in history. 1,000 years ago, a total eclipse of the sun was a terrifying religious experience. But these days, an eclipse is more likely to be viewed as a tourist attraction than as a scientific or spiritual event. People will travel literally miles to be in the right place at the right time to get the best view of their eclipse. Well, what exactly causes a solar eclipse? When the world goes dark for a few minutes in the middle of the day. Scientifically speaking, the dark spot itself is easy to explain. It is the shadow of the moon streaking across the earth. This happens every year or two, each time along a different and, to all intents and purposes, a seemingly random piece of the globe. In the past, people often interpreted an eclipse as a danger signal heralding disaster, and in fact, the Chinese were so disturbed by these events that they included among their gods one whose job was to prevent eclipses. But whether or not you are superstitious or take a purely scientific view, our earthly eclipses are special in three ways. Firstly, there can be no doubt that they are very beautiful. It's as if a deep blue curtain had fallen over the daytime sky as the sun becomes a black void surrounded by the glow of its outer atmosphere. But beyond this, total eclipses possess a second, more compelling beauty in the eyes of us scientists, for they offer a unique opportunity for research. Only during an eclipse can we study the corona and other dim things that are normally lost in the sun's glare. And thirdly, they are rare. Even though an eclipse of the sun occurs somewhere on Earth every year or two, if you sit in your garden and wait, it will take 375 years on average for one to come to you. If the moon were any larger, eclipses would become a monthly bore. If it were smaller, they simply would not be possible.
That is the end of part two.
This is the end of the test.